Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Hi, John Schwab here from Curtain Call, and welcome to episode 88. That's all the eights of the Curtain Call Theater Podcast, the podcast that brings you backstage as close as you possibly can be, often while the shows are actually happening, to meet the people that make that theater happen. You can find all our episodes on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and other fine podcast streaming services. So fill your boots, and if you have a spare 30 seconds, if you're on any of those platforms, rate and review us, because it helps us get the podcast out there to more people who may not know about us yet. And now for this week's podcast. It's at the tail end of the awards season. The Stage Awards, the Evening Standard Awards, the Oliviers are but distant memories. The Tonys given out at the beginning of this month with some great, great British success, I might add. And you may have recognized many of those names read out over countless evenings and numerous press releases and articles in the online and in print that followed. But did you read about anyone who was actually making sure that the shows actually go on, no matter what? Keeping the lights on, keeping the actors on stage, keeping the doors open. That's right, I'm talking about the stage managers. Well, for the last 30 years, the Stage Management Association has been presenting awards to the stage managers, students and professionals alike, with awards that recognize their hard work through hardship, misstep, and mishap. Hard work that ensured that the shows do go on. Now, we attended the ABTT Theater Show in Alexandra Palace a couple weeks ago and had the pleasure of attending the award ceremony as well. We thought we'd shine a light on the proceedings. Therefore, we're going to bring you the awards introduction by Stage Management Association Executive Director Andy Rowley, or Andrew Rowley, followed by a little speech by Harry Venning. He's the creator of Hamlet, the pig cartoon that some of you may know from the stage. You can go online and check him out. But Harry's creation, Hamlet the Pig, kind of has escapades as a stage manager, and his escapades become legendary. And after that, I speak to a few winners, nominees, and nominators to wrap things up. As you will hear, ABTT Theater Show at Alexandra Palace is a noisy, noisy place. It's the reason I have laryngitis. I still have it, getting over it for the last, nearly 2 weeks. So I apologize for the noise. I apologize for my voice. But that's what you get. It's live theater, baby. Anyway, have a listen.
Okay. Hi. Good afternoon. Welcome to Ali Pali. We are here in this gorgeous room to celebrate the 30th birthday of the SMA Awards, or the SMAs, as people have started calling them. Just before I start, my name's Andy from the SMA. I'd just like to say that there are some loos directly across the corridor here, down the lower level, just so that you know, and the evacuation's up the stairs in case anything happens, but I'm sure we'll be following me anyway, because I'll be out here, I'm sure. So, welcome. I'm the Executive Director of the Stage Management Association, so on behalf of the Stage Management Association, welcome. The SMAs continue to attract nominations from across our industry every year. celebrating the work of colleagues who've given their all in support of productions and casts in 2017-18. Nominees achieve outstanding results and enviable levels of skill and excellence, which you will all hear more about this afternoon. Some of you know personally about. We've been thrilled with the response again this year. We're excited that due to the generous support of our sponsors and friends, we're able to join together to celebrate all of the brilliant nominees here today, and many working as well, as always. Firstly, a couple of comments about the event. Our judges have chosen one winner in each category and a number of highly commended nominations as well. In two or three categories, the judging was very, very tight indeed, and we had equals for quite a long time, so there's very little to choose between highly commended and the winner in the end. But we've chosen winners, so we're playing the game. So for many years, our lucky winners of the Individual and Team Stage Management Awards have left the event clutching a gorgeous and totally unique framed cartoon featuring a lugubrious pink pig and his hapless crew at work. Some of these are most likely priceless and squirreled away in secure private vaults by now. But undeterred, the SMA are continuing the tradition and actually building on it this year. So we welcome as our special guest today a long-standing, witty, often insightful commentator on theatre and backstage world, who is also the creator of Claire in the Community for The Guardian and Radio 4, and a prolific cartoonist and writer. Also, of course, the creator and ringmaster of a parallel netherworld that mirrors our own much closer than we care to admit. Here to say a few words to start our event is Hamlet's creator and our good friend Harry Venny. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for having me here. It's a real pleasure to be here. It's an honour. And I notice that by happy coincidence, it is also 30 years in October that Hamlet the Pig first appeared in the Stage newspaper. So Hamlet and the SMA share a 30th birthday this year. And I have to say, I've done very well out of stage managers. So I'd like to say thank you all for 30 years of material. And I was sitting here and I was trying to remember the first ever one I did. And I might get the wording wrong, but basically all the jokes since then have been variations on the same joke. Describing jokes is never good as seeing them. But Hamlet's in the bar and he's got his little nephew there, and his little nephew's called Young Vic. And Young Vic's embarrassed, and Hamlet's saying, "Ha ha 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 ha! I can't believe that you mistook SM for stage managers. One is a twilight world occupied by people who like being bullied and beaten and treated really badly, whereas the other..." Anyway, you know where I'm going with this. Don't you? And so that's the theme. But I do... 30 years ago, the reason I just started doing Hamlet was because I gave up acting. I used to be in an acting... Depends who you ask. Anyone who saw me might disagree, but I used to be an actor, and I was in a theatre company, and we were touring Kent for a year, and at the end of it, I thought, I don't want to do this anymore. It was too difficult. But and I started drawing Hamlet to kind of get the bile and the pus and the anger out. 30 years later, I don't know when it's going to stop. It's still going. It's still flowing freely. But I do remember that we used to drive around in a van, and there were six of us, and we were there for a year, and that was too long. And we drove around, and one day we were driving around hop farms to research a play about hop pickers in the 19th century. It was a community theatre company. And we were moaning. It was a beautiful day, driving around Kent, moaning. And at the end of the day, I can remember we were driven by our stage manager, Chris, who didn't say anything all day until right at the end of the day, stopped the van, and he just turned around and says, "Have you ever thought about appreciating the fact you've got jobs instead of moaning all the time?" And, you know, we kind of were brought up by this, and we thought about it for about 2 or 3 seconds and started moaning again, because that's what you're doing, right? But that's when I realised that the stage manager's job is all-embracing. You know, there's so many facets to it, including mollycoddling and nurturing and looking after actors, basically. I was going to say people, but actors. So thank you ever so much, and I hope... yes, it's always been a pleasure drawing the awards. And every year, I can't remember how many years. But it's always a pleasure joining the SMA Awards, and this is the first time I'm here. So thank you again for having me. Cheers.
I can ask you names and what production that you worked on to be first nominated. So,
yeah. I'm Shane Tom. I'm the stage manager on Angels in America at the National Theatre.
I'm Abby Proctor, and I was one of the ASMs on Angels in America.
Okay. And I'm Jay Phipps, and I'm also an ASM on Angels in America.
Okay, my first question, guys, before we get to the awards, is why aren't you on Broadway?
That's the question.
I mean, they're going to take the talent. You know, take the talent. No, they're doing very well over there.
Yeah, they're doing very well.
But congratulations on very, very successful run here as well.
Thank you.
And so why are you at AVTT today then?
Because we got nominated for the Stage Management Team Awards.
And how did that go for you today then?
It went very well. We were highly commended.
There you go. A little certificate.
One of the team. We got a little certificate. Yeah.
Very, very
lovely.
Good.
Yeah. Real honour.
I mean, how important are the SMA Awards? I mean, I know that I haven't worked with a company manager who won one. We couldn't believe he actually got one. It wasn't for working for our show. It was very impressive. No, we love Rage. If you're listening, we love you. But, you know, how important is it just to get, you know, a recognition and kind of you're nominated by your peers?
You can get very far.
You can come on in. No, we're talking. So who nominated you to begin with?
There's a number of people.
A number of people?
I mean, it came from Harry Mackerel, who was our chapter and associate.
So Anna, you just joined us, Anna from the National. Is that how it works? Is it people nominate or...?
Yeah, normally a member of the creative team or a member of the cast. I'm actually on the board of the SMA as well. So normally it would be somebody from the cast or somebody from the creative team or somebody working on the show who's been impressed by the work of the stage management team would nominate either an individual or the team for an award.
Nice. And is it quite good to see your people up here? You must have been quite proud today.
I'm very proud of them, but I'm not allowed to show any bias.
Okay.
Just
for the record, she looks really pissed off while she's saying this.
So that question, how important is it? And now you guys are going to have to be... the recognition, to have... to be nominated by your peers, which is what happened, and then to be recognized as well. I mean, how important is it to you? Is it something that you can shout? I mean, I would shout about it.
I find it rather strange because we are, as stage managers, we're kind of behind the scenes for a reason. and we kind of relish on the success of the production as a whole, but actually to be nominated by, I think particularly for this show because of the caliber of the cast, it's a true honour, and we're very proud of the show. So to have this and to realise that they appreciated what we did for them is, and to be nominated itself is just huge for us.
That's great. And I mean, there sounds like there were quite a lot of horror stories and things, and I suppose for a show like yours, which was, I think, was quite an event. I mean, and on a two-show day, you say goodbye to the family, say we'll see you tomorrow. To have that kind of stamp of approval. Going into the show, did you know how much it would be, how much work it would be to kind of to get through that day?
We knew it was going to be a lot of work because it was a double bill. So we came into it knowing this is going to be two shows worth of work, and we're one team. Like, we're a team of four. We're doing essentially two teams' jobs.
Yeah.
But I don't think we thought it was going to be anywhere near as much work as it ended up being.
Yeah.
But it was, I mean, it was...
We used to get to the car park and it was empty. You got a space lovely in the morning.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Some perks.
Well, guys, congratulations and thank you for talking to me and well done on a great award. So next year. Next year, guys. Can I ask who I'm talking to, first of all?
Sophie McFadden.
Excellent.
I'm Sarah Julie Pujol.
And you are here from the Unicorn Theatre.
That's right.
You guys do awesome stuff. I do. Brilliant. I saw Beginners.
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 Yeah, that was recent. That was
I loved it.
A Laugh to Cry.
Tim Crouch is a genius.
A genius. Anyone listening, go see what the unicorn is doing. It's amazing. But here, we're here today because of the, we're here at AVTT, the Stage Management Awards were held today, and I may have a winner sitting next to me or team, you know? So,
nope.
Can you tell me what you were up for and what you won today?
Yeah, I was nominated for individual contribution to stage management and stage management team.
Yeah.
And I was lucky enough to win individual contribution for Beowulf at the Unicorn.
Amazing.
So I think the title was individual Stage Manager Outstanding Achievement Award.
Well,
I think that was the full title.
Well,
oh, actually,
done,
she can
Sarah.
Read it
well
out.
Done.
She's,
oh, there
she's
it
got
is.
The, what does it say?
Stage Management
Individual.
Okay, well,
there we go.
When I filled in the nomination form, it said Outstanding Achievement.
There you go. There you go.
But well, yeah, I also nominated Sophie and Kat, who was the DSM on Beowulf,
yeah,
for a team award for that award. Show, but they didn't win this one.
That's, you know, they share the love today. And, I mean, I think it's great to have some recognition for backstage. You know, as an actor, we get to take a bow every night. You know, there are a lot of awards for actors, maybe sometimes too many. You know, but the Stage Management Awards are great because it does give a little bit of, you know, a little bit of love to people who, if they were not there, we would not be there. So, I mean, how important is it to you to have something like the Stage Management Association, not just the association, but the awards to kind of, I don't know, highlight the work that you guys do?
So, for me, it's super important, and that's essentially the reason why I nominated Sophie, was because, like you said yourself, we don't get a lot of recognition. Yeah, the actors get a bow. If we're lucky, sometimes the actors will point up at the desk, and that is kind of like the recognition that stage management and technicians will get. But yeah, for me, it was just so crucial to nominate Sophie, and you know, it's an opportunity to have everyone recognize her, not just us and not just the people who work closely with her.
Yeah.
So I'm so happy she won.
Yeah.
Because then it happened.
So your experience on the show, like, you did so much stuff. You were doing like lighting, you know, making LED lights, you were making props, you were doing all kinds of design stuff.
Yep.
Now that you won an award and you have your photo, you know, your cartoon, and how does it? Does it kind of just make it worth? I mean, it makes it worth it anyway. When you kind of get to the end of a run and you see how successful it's been, what does it feel like to have a bit of recognition today?
It's amazing, really. I really didn't expect it at all. It was a complete surprise, even to be nominated. When I found out, I was like quite shocked. And we got here, and I was like quite relaxed and calm.
Brilliant.
And it just happened, and I couldn't really believe it. And everyone said such really lovely things, and it's really nice that all the hard work and effort that you put in is like appreciated by people around you. So it's really lovely.
And great that it's peers that both nominate you and judge it as well. So
yeah.
It's like you say, Sarah, it's great to kind of, it's a privilege to be able to nominate somebody and recognize their hard work, but then for other people to go, yeah, that's, I can understand, because they've been there before and they know exactly where you've come from.
What was really great about this nomination as well was that, obviously, I wrote it, but so many people from the Unicorn and freelance artistic, creative team members also contributed to the nomination, because they all gave me some anecdotes and little testimonies that I also added into that nomination. So it was like a whole team effort, essentially, that got Sophie the award today, so I'm really happy.
Amazing. Well, thank you both for talking to me.
Thank you.
Now, before we wrap up, if you are a theater professional, you need to head on over to curtaincallonline.com and sign up for a free profile page. All you have to do is create an account with an email address, make up a cool password, away you go. Follow us on all the socials, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, at curtaincall, all lowercase, one word, no spaces. We'd love to hear from you if you have any suggestions or feedback for the podcast. Get in touch with us via any of the social media platforms I just mentioned, or write to me personally at john@curtaincallonline.com.
It just leaves me to say a big thank you to Andy Rowley at the Stage Managers Association, the Association of British Theatre Technicians, and everyone who attended the SMA Awards this year. You can find out more about the Stage Management Association and their awards by heading to their website, stagemanagementassociation.co.uk, and I will put a link to that in the show notes. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Curtain Call Theatre Podcast, and I will catch you all next week. Bye.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.